Hi, everybody. It's time for your Multi-Min USA Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. While Russia's war with Ukraine may in fact impede the country's ability to export millions of tons of wheat and corn now to its customers, and U.S. grain could be called on to fill that supply gap. The U.S. Wheat Associates recently suggested that it could in a new blog post stressing that the U.S. wheat store is always open. Earlier this week at the National Farmers Union's annual convention in Denver, Colorado, like so many others, NFU President Rob LaRue said it's a true tragedy what's going on in Ukraine.
Well, I think first and foremost, all of us recognize that this is just a tragedy for the people of Ukraine and really another assault and threat to democracy in the world place. That ultimately is really bad news for all of us, but certainly for farmers and ranchers. But we also know that Ukraine is a huge agricultural market. And so this, on top of all the other challenges, is going to be adding to the supply and demand calculations out there. We're going to see markets, you know, continuing to try to adjust to the changing conditions. And so certainly all eyes are there.
And we certainly send out our thoughts and prayers to everyone who's being impacted by this conflict. Cattle producers, Multi-Min 90 supports cattle health and reproduction. So talk to your veterinarian or visit multiminusa.com.